Michelle Bachelet has convincingly won the runoff for the presidency of Chile. James Bleers reports this will be her second time leading the country.
Michelle Bachelet, with her socialist leftist coalition, has won 62% of the vote, while Evelyn Matthe, a former Labour minister of the outgoing right-of-centre administration, gained 38%. No one's allowed to serve back-to-back presidential terms in Chile, but in her last stint between 2006 and 2010, Michelle Bachelet's moderate policies proved successful, and she left the job with a popularity rating of more than 80%. While Matthe is opposed to tax hikes, Bachelet is proposing increasing corporate tax to make all education, especially university, free to all. Chile is a major copper producer and one of the richest nations in Latin America. However, the divide between rich and poor is the most pronounced in the entire region. Michelle Bachelet is pledging to narrow it. She's also promising to reform strictures imposed and encapsulated by the 1980 constitution during the 1973 to 1990 dictatorship of General Augusto Pinochet, which have politically, socially and economically controlled Chile. For Vatican Radio, James Bliss reporting.